Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Marion County first responders are working to get more personnel trained in ice rescue, and they need our help. Let's go in depth with Dude Williams with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department and Jeff Anderson with Marion County Emergency Management and with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department. So, Dude, I understand that our first responders, that many of our first responders in the community, in the county, need some help getting some rescue gear. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, we're in the process right now of starting up a Marion County ice rescue team. And we have some equipment, but we're needing to get some more. This is for countywide, like I'm saying. It's not just our department or certain departments. It's a countywide deal.
Now, I understand that Pella has a rescue team. They're all set, and that's just about it, Pella.
Yeah, Pella is the only one in Marion County right now that's capable. There's a few people in certain departments that are trained for it, but as far as an actual department, it's just Pella.
And you just don't go into the water to rescue somebody that's fallen into the ice. It takes lots of training, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. We're getting ready to start our training on February 2nd and 9th over there in Pella.
All right, so Pella's providing the training. But you guys need some gear throughout the rest of the county, right?
Yes, yes. Like I said, right now we just have four suits. The plan is to try to keep it, the four suits that we got right now, centrally located, and we're going to disperse some suits between surrounding departments for a quicker response and access to the people that are in the ice.
So, Jeff, if I'm out on a pond behind my house, 15 miles away from Pella, I fall in, I'm going to be an ice cube by the time Pella gets there, aren't I?
Yeah, the lack of equipment, you know, really kind of hinders our ability for a timely response, which is, as you know, is critical anytime somebody's possibly hypothermic and in water conditions such as what we're having right now.
And even if I pull myself out, I'm still in trouble.
Yeah, very likely.
And so we need teams across the county ready to go.
Yeah, we really only have the, as far as response capabilities go for ice rescue, the only thing that we have right now that's organized and equipped is through Pella. And, you know, while that's great if we happen to be in the Pella area, geographically speaking, if you're in the southwest part of the county, you know, as great as that equipment is, it's probably not going to be very timely.
Now, what kind of equipment is needed for ice rescue?
Well, as Dude mentioned, the ice rescue suits, which allow a rescuer to get in the water, and, you know, it basically keeps them warm and dry. Beyond that, there's quite a bit of rope, you know, for anchoring these individuals to the crew, people on shore. There's life jackets. You know, we pretty much require everybody that's going to be operating on the banks of the water, you know, immediately adjacent to the water to wear a life jacket. And then, you know, they're kind of hoping to move into, it's kind of a sled. It's kind of a walker with pontoons on it that would allow the rescue crew, you know, on really bad ice, it would give them some buoyancy to move out across the ice.
It's not a kind of a boat, is it? Or
some crews do use a boat. However, the feedback that we've gotten from those crews is pushing a boat through bad ice or across ice is a lot more labor-intensive than one of these specialized rescue sleds.
And you just can't dilly-dally around. You just got to go, right?
Yeah, yeah. Time is of the essence.
More in-depth after this. I continued my conversation about ice rescue with Dude Williams and Jeff Anderson. There's a lot of people out fishing now. I mean, it's been cold. People are on the small ponds. People have been out on Lake Red Rock. And we're going to have a whole bunch of ice fishermen out there soon for the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to gear up now.
Yes. Yeah. We need all the help that we can get right now.
And so what brought this to the forefront now? Why not? Last year, why not 20 years ago?
primarily, we just looked at the increasing number of ice fishermen that were utilizing the area ponds and lakes, you know, and through that process, we realized that we're somewhat vulnerable to having an incident where somebody goes through the ice and is in the water and needs rescued. And then obviously we look at the response capability and, you know, we're pretty lacking. So process was started kind of with in conjunction with all the departments in the county, and this was the avenue that they chose to go.
So how much money do we need?
Roughly right now, we have it everything all tallied up, and about $8,000 is what we're needing right now for a basic start.
And it'd be nice to get it now because it's not long till spring.
Yeah, and we really, I mean, the suits and a few strands of rope, I mean, that's all we got.
A suit and a few strands of rope, and you'd like to be better prepared.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like Jeff said, we need that sled or boat or whatever, a lot more rope, and obviously the suits so we can disperse them.
Well, and even if you don't have an accident this year, it'd be nice to get the training done while there was ice, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So how many people you think need to be trained throughout the county?
We've got roughly, I believe the last head count was approximately 60 people countywide that are interested in taking the training.
60 want to learn?
Yes.
They want to be proficient at it?
Yep. And I believe that we've even got some other folks that are interested in taking future trainings maybe after these first two classes. So we might even see a third class yet this year.
Is that a good response? Is that a great response? I mean, what's the level of interest in this?
I think it's a great response, and I think it means that the responders around the county are seeing the same things that we're seeing. Increasing numbers of people out ice fishing, you know, out recreating on or near the water, and the probabilities there. And I think, you know, that's just simply what it's a matter of, is those responders are asking themselves, how would we respond to that incident if it happened right now?
And it could happen anywhere on the river, couldn't it? Anywhere on the lake. How many farm ponds do we have?
I wouldn't even...
Dozens, hundreds.
Dozens. I wouldn't even begin to guess.
And somebody's fishing pretty much all of them, aren't they?
Yep.
I'll have to admit, I went out on the ice the other day, right before the new year. And it's a little bit of a concern when you're out there on the ice. I go out on the small ponds, but when I was out on the big lake, I got a little concerned and backed off and went home and got warm.
I definitely agree. I mean, the weather that we've had, you know, it gets cold for a couple of days and then it warms up for a couple of days, and you know, you get ice conditions all over the place. I just went up T-15 yesterday and went across the dam, and a whole lot of ice, but yet there was still some pockets of open water. So you just never know.
And a few years ago, we had a car go into a pond, didn't we?
We did.
And that would have helped, huh?
Yeah.
That could happen again.
It could happen again. You know, you just never know. The potential is definitely there.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about ice rescue with Dude Williams and Jeff Anderson. Dude, why are you interested in leading up this effort?
It's a good thing for Marion County to get into, and I don't know, somebody just needed to take the reins, so I got nominated for it, and I took it, and we just kind of ran with it.
Have you spent a lot of time learning about it and figuring out what the training is involved and
yeah.
Conversation with Pella?
Yeah, yeah. Pella came down, actually, our first meeting that we had here, and helped us out quite a bit with what needed to be done. And Jeff's been talking to him quite a bit, too, I'm sure.
So Doug Poking, Doug Van Gorkum, anybody else leading that effort there?
With our committee, we got all the fire departments, like Peeville comes down. And I mean, but out of Pella, yeah, those are the two that really helped us. With what we need.
Training.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people are trained on the Pella department?
I'm going to say somewhere probably at around 40 between Pella Ambulance and Pella Fire. I believe that they've annually offered this training to their staffs.
So now the rest of the county has identified the need as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so what can you say what departments are involved throughout the county?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
That wants to be on the team.
All right. And so that's pretty neat. What is that, 9, 12, something like that, departments?
Yeah, 11 total departments.
11 total departments. And so if we get the training, if we get the help, we've got the volunteers. Now we just need the money to give them the equipment that they need.
Yep.
And they'll be in all parts of the county.
Yep. Yeah. We're trying to cover all four corners.
And so then what will happen if there's an ICE emergency? Will there be a special page? Will they say ICE emergency, you know, crew needed, whatever? How will that happen?
We haven't really discussed that yet. Our last meeting, we decided that we wanted to get everybody trained first, and then we'll come back in and discuss what procedures will be taken for that.
Because it's a different thing than if, yep, let's just say that, well, let's, you have to prepare for a house fire, you have to prepare for a grass fire, you have to prepare for a car wreck. I mean, mm-hmm, everything's different, right?
Yep, yep, every scenario.
So you need to have the right gear.
Yep.
And train in the right gear.
Mm-hmm.
How long does the training take?
The class over there in Pella is going to be 8 hours, just
eight
one day.
Hours. So there was 1 day session?
Yeah.
So everybody can get, are they going to be out on the ice all day, or is there some classroom work?
The first half of the day, I think we're going to be inside doing the paperwork and bookwork, and then the second half is going to be all outside on the ice.
Well, so how are you going to handle 60 people that want to be on there? Is that too big of a class, or is that?
That's actually why the instructors that Pella Ambulance is working with requested that we break the group up into two separate classes to try and get those numbers down. You know, I believe the target headcount was between 25 and 30 per class. So that'll make rotating everybody through, giving everybody a chance to go through the training evolutions out on the ice, that'll make it a lot more likely than having one group of 60.
And yet, one more time, when you do this kinds of training and all of you do a lot of work helping each other out, you get to know each other better, you know each other's expertise. And so that kind of cross-department training is important.
Yeah, definitely is important to get along with everybody around us and get a good working relationship.
And I presume there's certain protocols when you come to the situation, there's A, B, C, D. You follow the protocols and you have to know.
Yeah.
Everybody has to be on the same page.
That was the big desire in training and working together, was to have everybody, you know, if you will, reading from the same sheet of music. As you know, Bob, the Lake Red Rock is a really big body of water. And as you can imagine, if something happened, you know, quite a ways from shore on Lake Red Rock, it would take a significant number of rescuers to enact a rescue out there.
Well, yeah, it just came to me that probably people can't even accurately describe where somebody fell in the ice.
Yeah.
I'm in Lake Red Rock.
We have that trouble even in the summer months, you know, when there's accidents or stalled boats, you know, people have trouble giving us pinpointing their exact location. So I don't foresee it being any different when the lake is covered in ice.
Somebody could call and say, hey, somebody went in the ice by the tower.
Yep.
And that could be a mile.
It could take us quite a while just in time to try and figure out their location.
And even getting out on the ice, it could take a long time just to walk to the ice. Are you going to push a sled? You're not going to drive on the ice, are you?
No, probably not.
Unless, you know, it's really
cold. As I said earlier, I saw open water just yesterday on Lake Red Rock. So you know how cold it's been the last couple nights, and to still have open water tells me that we wouldn't want to be driving a vehicle on it. You know, it's just not really the way we're going to go about things.
So just getting there is going to be more complex. It's like if you go to an address, you know where you're going. But there's no addresses on Lake Red Rock. There's no addresses on farm ponds either.
No.
So that's an additional logistical challenge, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you deal with that? How do you respond?
Well, really, before we even get involved, it's the dispatchers. You know, they're scrambling and doing everything within their power to give us a physical point to go to. And sometimes it requires them scrambling in the background to gather as much information while we're out driving the roads, maybe in the area. Sometimes they can get us close, and we have to do a little investigative work too, you know, out in the field. But pretty typically it's the responders in the field and the dispatchers on the phone and behind the radio that are making it happen.
Well, now I know that sometimes the money for equipment comes from the federal government. Sometimes it seems like more rarely it comes from the state government, and then local governments provide it. But given all of the, and I know there's been a lot of grants, Marion County's been very good at getting grants, but sometimes the public needs to just step in and help, and this is one of those times. Huh?
Yeah. Grants right now are kind of limited, and we already put in for that $3,000 one that Jeff got, you know, and which helped, but yeah, we definitely just need a lot of local support here.
And the sooner the better.
Oh, yes, yeah. So we can get everything established and get it rolling just in case.
And so people want to write a check. How do they do that? Who do they give it to? What's the procedure?
Right now, the emergency management is where the money's being handled, just so that way it's kind of an office instead of just one person like me, you know, a little more formative, I guess you'd say.
Checks or donations can be addressed to the Marion County Emergency Response Association. And they can be dropped off at the emergency management office on the first floor of the courthouse.
And what are people going to get for their money?
Peace of mind knowing that they're helping a situation. You know, we've been rather lucky that we haven't had a lot of these type of calls, but I think everybody knows that the potential's there. And, you know, we just can't rely on tax money to solve all of our problems. Sometimes, like you said, we just have to step up. And we've identified a need. We've identified a problem. And we need to solve that problem sooner than later.
Thanks to Dude Williams and Jeff Anderson for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.